You're listening to the ERB Radio Network. I'm Eric Erb. I'm your host. Go to rss.com/ERB News Network. That's rss.com/ERB News Network. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb. And this is the ERB News Network. Okay, folks, happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. Here we go, folks. I want to cover something that's very alarming and is probably going to be very scary for most people out there. And that is, who will be the first people to have to take the shot? In other words, what groups, folks, of people is going to have to take the bird flu shot? They're already manufacturing it. They're saying that it's contaminating the milk and different things, poultry, dairy, and milk right now here in the United States. It's just started. This is the scam that they're running now, the H5N1 bird flu virus. So they're going to ask everyone, and they will force people, again, just like COVID, mandatory to take this bird flu shot. What groups are going to have to take the bird flu shot, folks? What more crap are they going to shove down our throats? Well, here we go. I'm going to just enlighten you just a few of the groups. First group is the healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, practitioners, even home healthcare workers, CNAs, I mean, everybody all up and down the health care industry is going to have to take the shot. It will be mandatory. It will be mandatory because they'll say that they're crucial to the survival, just like COVID. It's going to be the same bullshit, folks. Here you go. Firefighters, again, going right along with the healthcare, all firefighters, they're going to be right in that group. And of course, law enforcement's going to be in that group, anything health related. And that's what you'll see even in doctor's offices around the country, all over the place, doctor's offices, hospitals, everybody, they're going to try to force to take the shot. But that's the first group, folks, that I just mentioned. Then it'll make its way to you and I, the average everyday Joe here. It'll make its way, the shot will make its way around, and they'll start scaring people. They'll say, this person died, that person died, there's hundreds of deaths right now, blah, 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 blah. You can, you will, and you must take this bird flu vaccine. Well, the thing is, when Bill Gates laughs and jokes, folks, and said this will kill billions of people, they want to get rid of everybody on the planet, 90% of the planet, the elites, the Bill Gates, Fauci, Bill Gates, all these elite people. You know, you have the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, the WEF, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, all of these evil, evil people, including the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, on and on and on. It's about the bloodline, folks. And they want to, the upper elites want to get rid of us. It's just that simple. When Bill Gates jokes that this will take out a billion or more people, he's not kidding. It will kill a billion or more people, folks. And I'm telling you right now, that first group, the healthcare workers, firefighters, law enforcement, those groups of people right there, anybody that has close contact with people, they'll claim that the bird flu will jump from species to species. And that's not the case at all. The bird flu normally will circulate among animals. It's not going to cross contaminate or jump from species to species. Very rarely, if any, does a disease or anything ever do that. Yeah, if a dog bites you, of course, I have common sense, folks. Yeah, you might get rabies if a dog or an animal, a dog or maybe even a cat scratch or a raccoon bite you, a possum, wild animal, etc. You might get rabies. Yeah, then something can contaminate. But disease does not go and have jump from species to species, interspecies. How we get viruses and bacterias is normally one human will get it and one human will pass a virus or bacteria, normally a virus, from one human to another human. That's how that works. I mean, it's almost damn near impossible to go from animal transmission to human transmission. And people don't have any brains out there nowadays. They have no clue. They have no brains. They probably never will. But like I said, get ready. Those three or four groups of people will be the first ones. Oh, and the military, of course, too. They'll make all of our sons and daughters, our families and friends, our moms and dads serving honorably in this country. They'll make them be the first ones to take the shot. And they don't care because they want to weaken our military. So the military, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and that's what you have to understand, folks, is those groups of people right there, and they're going after, and they want to eliminate as many people as possible. And you have to understand this bird flu, if you get it, you're going to die. So now then the people like me that never took COVID, now I have to rationalize, and now I have to realize if I don't take the COVID shot, I'm probably going to lose my job by or before the end of the year. That's how that's going to go. There's going to be millions, if not billions, of sick people in the world, around the world. And so I'll probably be out of work for a while. So what I'm doing is I am personally trying to save some money, because I have a feeling, and my feeling and my gut is telling me this is going to happen, to start saving. Not only start saving when the shit does hit the fan, folks, which it will very shortly here. You have May and then June, July, August, sometime right around August, July or August, it will start up just before the election. And again, they'll mandatory them three or four groups of people and occupations first. And then once they do that, then they'll come after the rest of us. And of course, I'm buying as we speak. I'm buying as fast as I possibly can and what I can afford. I'm buying silver, and we'll switch over to starting to buy gold a little bit, silver and gold. And then I will switch over. And it's just, you have to have a safeguard for when this shit hits the fan and shit happens. And most people don't have a safeguard, folks. They know nothing, have no clue whatsoever. They know nothing. They haven't got a clue of what is about to come. Again, folks, those three or four groups are going to be mandatory, at least in this country and probably around the world. You have to take the bird flu H5N1 vaccine, and everybody that takes the shot, I'll pray for them, because this will kill you. This will absolutely kill you. And again, I don't say that making this shit up, folks. I say that because Bill Gates says that. Bill Gates has repeated that. Bill Gates has joked about that. It's a joke to him. He's got billions of trillions of dollars, former owner of Microsoft. He doesn't give a rat's ass. But of course, he only wants very few people left in the world. The world is overcrowded. 90% of the people need to be gone. And that's how these evil, evil elite people think, and that's how they act. So like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is the Erb News Network. Go to rss.com/ Erb News Network. That's rss.com/ Erb News Network. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is the Erb News Network. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you. Until next time. Bye for now.